The ruins of the ancient compound remain buried several feet under medieval and modern cultural layers. The streets, the headquarters, the dwellings of the commander and the commanding officer, the houses of the tribunes, the officers' and troops' living quarters, the field hospital, the storage building, the stables, the baths, and so on. Most of the area was taken up by the accommodations, including the centurion's residence. And streets stemming from the Porta Pretoria in the north directly led to the palatial headquarters, Principia, in the middle of the legionary fortress. Another of the main streets, the Via Principia, included on the north side the line of houses of the 6 staff officers and the commander. While traces of this monumental architecture prove that the site of the headquarters was exactly in the middle of the fort, very little is known about the location of other important large-scale constructions, such as the commander's residence, the field hospital, or the storage building. Around 300 CE, the section reserved for the military was limited to the northeast quarter, which freed up the remaining area for civilians who could seek safeguard from the devastating attacks of the German peoples within the powerful walls of the fortress.